Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. That's what we do on this program. We open the phones. You can bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733 as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Joining you this evening here in the studio of LRN.FM, it is Ian.
And Bradley.
And Mark.
Brad is a longtime friend of this program and co-hosts with us every other Thursday night. And that's not every Thursday night because you've got to drive a long way to get here. You are really probably the most dedicated co-host, at least as far as the time that you're putting into the show right now. What is it, a two-and-a-half-hour drive?
Oh, it's three.
3 hours.
Three plus. Easy.
For real?
For real.
So you're coming all the way down here just to hang out with us and talk with our listeners on the air, and that's great. You're a former cop, 11 years on the force, no longer, though. However, you are running for sheriff, and that's pretty exciting. Bradforsheriff.com is your website.
Yeah, I'm running for sheriff in Coos County, about 20 miles north of where I grew up, in Glynn, New Hampshire. And I'm running because I think now more than ever it's very important that people have someone they can rely on to defend their rights.
I love it. It sounds great. I'm behind your campaign. Made a donation the other day at bradforsheriff.com.
I just made one.
Oh, excellent. So 855-450-FREE is our number here tonight. You can bring up anything you want. And still to come, the magnet ban. We'll tell you about that. But your calls come first. I believe Kelvin is on the line in Colorado on the amp lines. Kelvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening.
Hey, what's
Ian,
on your mind?
Mark and Bradley.
Hey, Kelvin. Nice to hear from you.
Hey, nice to hear from you, too. I want to say I appreciate you taking those long drives. You really add an excellent dimension to the show and a little different perspective in your experience and everything. So I, for one, really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, what I'm calling about, I know we're beating this horse to death here, but it's...
That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We beat horses.
Regarding the shooter at the Aurora, Colorado movie theater, I just found a story this morning that said that a notebook detailing the shooter's plans was sent to a psychiatrist at the University of Colorado, and it had inside, details of what was going to happen and everything. And there's mixed reports about whether this this notebook arrived July 12th or Monday the 23rd or sometime in between. But I just think that's an interesting coincidence when there's the other story about the Rocky Vista University College of Osteopathic Medicine had this drill scenario of the active shooter in a movie theater. And, these are both medical-type things, so maybe something was read and somebody talked to somebody else, but we're not telling anybody else about it. Or anyway,
just to clarify
really
something you
suspicious.
Said, Kelvin, you're saying this journal or whatever, this plan that was sent to this other location, was it allegedly written by the alleged killer?
Yes, it was. And I put it up there in the show prep, so the link to the actual article and everything. So
over at freetalklive.com.
Well, if that was sent before the shooting date, then somebody's going to look really bad for not having done anything about that, huh?
Absolutely. So the argument is, it didn't actually sit in our mail room for this long time. Oh, yes, it did. And that, or our the official spokesman says it didn't arrive till Monday, and some inside source said it was there on July the 12th, and, all this. Of course, nobody's forthcoming about hopefully there's an investigation going.
Would you want to be in charge of the mail room that sat on the plans for the Aurora, Colorado shooting? I mean, I wouldn't want to be. Wow.
Absolutely not. But the implication is that, maybe it wasn't sat on. Someone looked at it, was a little bit scared, but somebody didn't do anything about it other than tell their fellow person in the medical field about it. They decided to have a drill.
Who knows what you would do about this? I mean, you get you get this piece of paper. Maybe you turn it in. Maybe you don't. You just never know. I mean, the world's full of crazy people. You just don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So I just thought I'd call and mention that.
Interesting detail, Kevin.
For the conspiracy,
Thanks for sharing that. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, Actually, I was wondering about Bradley. I went and listened to a speaker at Porkfest who is also a candidate for sheriff in a different county, and this other candidate was talking about Sheriff Mack's book and the idea of the sheriff being the highest law enforcement officer in the geographic area, and that the federal government people would have to go through him in order to do any of their federal stuff. And then I believe I've heard Bradley say that isn't quite going to fly in the real world. And so I would just be interested to hear what you'd have to say about that, Bradley.
Oh, sure, Kelvin. Well, the case that a lot of people who are interested in the constitutional sheriff movement, the case that people reference has to do with Sheriff Mack himself, actually, and it had to do with the Brady handgun, the Safety Act that came out in the 90s. And what happened was the federal government passed a law saying that chief law enforcement officers of states have to conduct background checks, and the sheriff took that to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, no, the federal government can't force state officials to perform federal functions. And I think that case gets misread quite a bit to insinuate that the county sheriff has some sort of authority over federal agencies. I personally don't believe that's true. I mean, if you get elected high sheriff, you have to swear an oath to the federal constitution. And although,
what if you don't?
What if you don't swear an oath to it?
Yeah.
Well, the federal constitution requires that anyone who is a state officer or has any type of state authority has to swear an oath to the federal constitution.
Wow.
Which includes the supremacy clause, which is where the federal government is allowed to do things above the state level. Now, although I personally disagree with a great deal of federal court decisions, the fact is that's what it is. And I think Frank Szabo, the candidate for sheriff in Hillsborough County, is a very nice guy. I hope he wins because he certainly is a Liberty candidate. But I just think some of the things that he says is legally inaccurate.
Well, we know that most government guys don't really care about the Constitution that they've sworn an oath to. The ones that have sworn an oath, they really don't care about it.
Right.
They probably don't even remember doing it. At least some of the sheriffs at this courthouse that I was at the other day refused. They told me they haven't sworn an oath to it, and they're wearing a sheriff's badge.
Well, I think they were screwing with you have to.
But they said they didn't, and I asked their boss today, and he said he wasn't sure, and they really ridiculous.
No one knows.
Oath? I've got a flag on my shoulder here.
He said he thought he swore the oath. He was pretty sure he swore the oath, but he wasn't so sure about his underlings. Anyway, they don't seem to care about it. So my question is, if you swore an oath to the federal government's constitution, or swear an oath to the United States, as I think is the way it's right. phrased. I swear the oath to the United States, or oath of allegiance, or whatever. And then if you do something that violates their set of rules, they'll probably come down hard on you, whereas if you just ignore it in violating someone else's rights, they don't seem to care about that.
Yeah, I mean, my take on the whole thing is that the sheriff does not have to assist the federal government, but an elected sheriff interfered with, say, for instance, the Border Patrol or U.S. Customs or the FBI, mm-hmm. that individual sheriff would be opening themselves up to federal prosecution because the federal government has the lawful authority, so says the courts and the U.S. Congress, to do certain things, and one person just can't change it just because they get elected sheriff.
Could you be accused of treason if you were elected, swore an oath to the U.S. government, and then spoke out against them?
No, because, speech is protected by the First Amendment, and, I mean, I disagree with a lot of the things that the federal government does. I think a lot of it is unconstitutional, and I'm certainly going to speak out against it.
What if they came along and told you, we passed this law, now you have to do X, Y, and Z, and you disagreed with that and you refused to do it? Would they then be able to come after you?
That is what that case is all about. The 10th Amendment, the federal government can't force state authorities to do things.
That's good to know. Hey, Kelvin, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. See, I would have a problem swearing the oath, so I was thinking about that if I had been elected to city council. They swear an oath to the United States. I couldn't do that. I would have been elected to destroy the United States.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot reach my
with me.
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa.
Hey.
Who do you think
you are? Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't gonna make. Wait, no, now. Wait a minute.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 26th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2110. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6128, $830.84 for a half ounce, or $415.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6128, $830.84, and $415.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. 1-855-453 is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their sites. We give it away. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up for our news updates. And I don't know if we're going to have to start talking about this differently, because it used to be that the Twitter feed, the Facebook, and the emails pretty much mirrored one another, in that when I had a news update to send out, I would send it out to all three. So I did that this afternoon when I announced our two news stations that we talked about at the beginning of the week in the Wilmington, North Carolina area, the Big Talker FM. It's a couple simulcast stations down there. And so I sent that out today. I sent it to all three places. But if you've been following our Twitter feed, you've been getting a whole lot more than just the news updates. And that's because we're experimenting with doing more with Twitter, and I think we might be experimenting doing more with Facebook as well, beyond just the updates about the show, like newsy kind of things. Mark, you've been tweeting throughout the show this evening.
A little bit, yeah.
And so, I don't know, maybe we're going to have to start talking about this differently. Like, soon, Twitter may be way more than just news updates. It may be, like, updates constantly during the show about what's going on, topics and things like that, and we're looking at syndicating that across to Facebook as well. So, for now, you can go to news.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can sign up for the emails, if you're old school, and just get the basic news. Or you can get all manner of, what do they call that now, granular information about Free Talk Live. We have to think of a new way to talk about these things. But you can still sign up for Twitter, Facebook, and email over at news.freetalklive.com to your phone calls and your thoughts. Bill's in Indy listening to WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hey, one comment on the guy who was talking about the FEMA camps or whatever he was calling them. And in a way, I agree with you in the sense that, well, what can you really do about that information? But if you look at society in sort of three broad groups, you could say there's people who are very skeptical of government, which probably are most of your listeners,
mm-hmm.
and people who are incredibly naive about government or just totally apathetic, which unfortunately is a lot.
The largest percentage.
And then I think there are a lot of people who are kind of semi-skeptical of government because within whatever their scope of expertise is, they've seen the bad side. You know, if they're physicians, they've seen the Medicare garbage. Or if they're farmers, they've seen the corruption in the agriculture department or whatever. And some of those people, I think, if they get exposed to the fact that there's actually lots of other bad things going on, which, you know, presumably that FEMA stuff, at least some of it's true. And if they get exposed to stuff like that, it might make them think, wow, you know, maybe I should be skeptical outside of my little narrow sphere and start respecting other people's worries about their freedoms instead of just mine. So, you know, I think in that sense, it may be a good thing for when some.
It may be, but I mean, it cuts both ways. This FEMA camp stuff has been going on. You know, the stories about it have been going on for like a long time. I mean, years and years. And there's really not much good evidence for it.
Yeah, and that's true too. If you do something that's not got credibility, then it can backfire. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's the problem with a lot of the conspiracy theories is they're not backed by a whole lot of evidence.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speculation involved. Right. If there is evidence,
there's so many out there. Some of them have to be wrong. There may or may not be a giant Wawa machine in Alaska that changes the weather called HARP. There may or may not be, some of the conspiracy theorists will attribute every single bad weather incident for the last 20 years to this thing, as if there was never a catastrophe prior to the United States government. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
One other comment that's kind of unrelated I'd like to make.
Before you do that, Bill, just one other point on this, and that is that there's so much evidence out there of terrible things the government does to people that is reported in mainstream sources, that is unquestionable, that is, you know, concrete, that is something you can easily point at to show people. Or, you know, you can also look at people's personal experience. Like we were talking about the lady, if you look at the Ridley Report video that I posted over at freekeen.com, she watched the government people respond to what the activists were doing here in Keene, and that completely changed her perspective on how government is. So I want to help people change their minds on the violent monopoly known as the state, and I feel like things that are unquestionable are the way to go about it, not speculating about Bohemian Grove and the things that go on there. And by the way, you know, Bohemian Grove is very interesting. It's very strange. Like, I was reading an article about it the other night. I just happened to come across something that they posted to the Lou Rockwell blog. It was a lengthy magazine piece from, like, the late 1980s of some guy that snuck in to the Bohemian Grove and just basically hung out with the Bohemians for a week and kind of kept sneaking in every single day and acting as though he was supposed to be there. And the stuff they do there is weird as hell, and it's bizarre, and you know, there definitely are the power brokers of the world hanging out, peeing in public, and, you know, stuff like that, and it's just weird. But those things I don't think are as persuasive as the stuff you don't have to speculate about.
Sure. other thing I was going to say is get the I think it was Bill O'Reilly that kind of riled some people because and several other sort of conservative icons have said comments along the lines of, well, I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment, but the the assault weapon, nobody needs an AK-47.
Mm.
I guess an analogy I use is to people who really aren't into the gun culture, but a lot of people do understand the First Amendment. I'll say that's kind of like saying the First Amendment isn't about protecting hard-hitting, politically significant speech. It's just to protect poetry. You know, these folks that say, oh, the Second Amendment's about, you know, having a beautiful antique gun to hunt ducks with. I'm like,
Yeah. Oh,
it's really, unfortunately, it's a power struggle thing.
You're right on, Bill. Thanks for the call, man. Okay. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREEZE. We're referencing some comments by, I guess, Barack Obama today or yesterday, pretty recently. There's an article I've got in my show prep about how he's essentially calling for, you know, preventing people from having anything more than just handguns.
You know, I read a thing, I think it was 3 days ago, about Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She said back in 2008, I believe it was, that the president of Egypt, the former dictator of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak, I believe.
Hosni
Mubarak.
Good old Hosni.
Yeah, excuse me for butchering that. But,
well, I've met him at the Bohemian Grove, so I know.
Oh, okay. But she said, oh, he's a family friend of mine, right? So here's the Secretary of State. Obviously, she's known to be very anti-firearm. She's friends with a brutal dictator who used firearms on his people to repress them. And she's friends with this fellow, yet she supports stripping away the Second Amendment here in the United States. And anyone who doesn't see the hypocrisy in that.
Well, Brad, our government would never do anything like Mubarak.
Right.
This is what people tell themselves.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's going to happen here.
It can't happen here, even though, in the 19 or in the World War II times, they did imprison people of the Japanese and German descent in
Well, but it's not going to happen here to
again?
Older white people.
Oh, I see.
The Second Amendment was put in place as a check against a tyrannical government, and it was so...
It's failed.
The government marginalizes people, takes their rights away one at a time, slowly. First, it's the veterans with mental problems, and the next thing you know, it's you.
No doubt. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Not the old baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up anything you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com, and features including the listening options. We've got live streams in broadband, midband, and narrowband versions, different size bit rates for different internet connection speeds. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in that way, and also get a list of our over 100 radio stations on the AM and FM band across the country that carry the show at various different times throughout the week. In addition to that, our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio, where we're on two different channels, as well as the free-to-air KU band channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Let's listen. freetalklive.com to the phones and your thoughts, your calls. Let's talk to Brian, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening. And I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
Back when I was in the United States military, I signed something and stated out loud saying that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, at that point, if someone is intentionally circumventing the Constitution, and they are domestic, does that make them an enemy?
Well, all along, as far as I'm concerned, anybody, we know who the enemies of the Constitution are. They live in Washington, D.C., and the military ought to, get out there, erect a big wall, and keep them in.
But build a FEMA camp for those people.
Right, that's what we need, a big FEMA camp surrounding Washington, D.C., and that would take care of it.
Well, the last time that happened was when the Union was entrenched against Robert E. Lee and the Army of North Virginia around Washington, D.C. But both of them had points to make at that point.
Brian, it would seem to me that the decision is up to you, right? Like, you swore an oath to defend against enemies foreign and domestic, but there's no specification as to what that enemy, how is that defined? What is an enemy? How do you define that? So you would get to decide, I would think, as the person who swore the oath, whether or not those people are enemies.
That is my opinion, too. So, therefore, if I've sworn an oath to do so, it doesn't have to be active, but in one form or another, I should defend the Constitution as it is at that time or as it has been amended.
You know, there's something that, a story I brought up once to some other law enforcement officers, and I said, you know, what if the legislature were to pass a law today that says it's okay to go out and just kill people who wear glasses? Like, the legislature says the police shall go do this. You know, you don't have a choice. It's a legislative mandate. Do the police have to do that? And, like, you know, of course, I got some strange looks for that, and you know, of course the police wouldn't do that, and the police shouldn't do that because it's unconstitutional. And the Constitution...
And they have discretion, I think, even in the issues of mandates, right? The police always can use discretion.
Not with... The police aren't supposed to use discretion when it comes to court orders.
They don't have discretion on felonies either in the state.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
But still, at that point, based on the founding, our founding fathers' mindset and everything as they put it in, now let's go to the living, breathing thing that a lot of people hate, which I don't like too. But as far as the people that are out there defending it, keeping in mind the Constitution, the bearers of it, the rogue, the person above that does it, becomes an enemy against the Constitution at that point, and that's when you have to make a decision, even at your own expense, to defend against it.
Yeah, but whatever you do to defend against it, unless you're just going on a radio show, you know, calling in and talking about it, you're going to get put in prison. And this is, I mean, this is the fallacy of you know, the oath. I mean, I've been to both of New Hampshire's police academies, and they do not teach the entirety of the federal or state constitution. How can, you know, new officers who swear an oath to this document defend it when they don't know what it says?
Agreed, based on what Robert A. Heinlein actually said in some of his novels, was it has to come to a cusp, but it has to come to a critical mass, so to say, before it can be reacted against effectively.
www.freestateproject.org.
There you go. Brian, anything else you want to share?
No, thank you folks very much. I enjoyed it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE.
He's well read.
The oath of the civil officers here, I heard this given the other day, and I knew that when I read it the first time I couldn't swear to it. If I were to be actually elected to some sort of office, which is pretty unlikely, but if it were to actually happen.
In the unlikely event.
If I lived in Keene, I would vote for you just to see, just because, I mean, TV is boring nowadays. Just to hear drama. Some of the speeches you would give in Concord, I mean, it would be so worth it.
But the problem is I never would make it in because they would not let me in because the statement here is, I swear I'll bear faith and true allegiance to the United States of America and the state of New Hampshire. I mean, it goes on to talk about the Constitution, but they're saying allegiance to the United States. That means you do whatever it is they tell you to do. And no, there's no way I could swear that, especially if I'm running on a campaign of secession. How could I possibly swear allegiance to the United States? I would say
it does put one in a bit of a pickle.
Well, no, because you could very easily say that, you know, I want to introduce the 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And the 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution says that if a state wants to leave the Union, the federal government will not declare war and advance tanks.
But I would be running as like a state rep. I couldn't amend the U.S. Constitution.
You could start a constitutional convention, which is, you know...
As a state rep?
Yeah, the state legislature...
You could use the power of the legislature.
I believe it's only happened once with the 21st Amendment to repeal alcohol prohibition, but the state legislatures can... initiate a reform to the federal constitution above their congressman.
So if I were to run as a political office on a campaign of secession and leaving the United States and then refuse to swear this oath, they basically, if I said, look, I can swear an oath to liberty because, look, people elected me to get out of this union. I can't swear an oath to the union, but that would... What would they do? Would they invalidate the whole election at that point?
I don't think you'd be violating your oath to the federal constitution if you followed the federal constitution to amend it to allow something else.
I shouldn't have to amend the constitution to leave the union.
I agree with you, but look at history. I mean, and history has shown that if you don't do that, the federal government will blockade you, declare war on you, kill you. I mean...
He puts himself into all these kinds of dilemmas with these oaths. It's hilarious. Tell him you're a Quaker and you don't swear oaths.
There you go.
And then once you're elected, what are they going to do?
They're going to have you affirm instead of swear because that's
what
happens.
Yeah, what do you do then, Mark? Mr. Know-it-all.
What does affirm mean?
Affirming has the same exact penalties under the perjury statute as swearing does. It's the same thing, except it doesn't have this word swear.
Cross your fingers.
Let's continue. Yeah, what would happen if you did that? If you were just standing there with your fingers crossed the whole time? Or what if you said afterwards, just kidding?
If you stood there with your fingers crossed, you'd be a lot more honest than a lot of government employees.
That's true.
I love it.
Let's continue here. David's in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
He's a Kenny Buzz. What's up, everybody?
Hey, man.
Hey, Dave.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, first, what's the difference between tweet and a chat?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
It's the same thing, ain't it?
No, not at all.
You chat something to somebody and they chat something back at you.
Technically, chat,
you have to use Twitter to tweet.
To do it in or something.
You could use Twitter to chat with someone in theory, but it's not a traditional form of chatting on the internet. Chat has been around a lot longer than tweeting has. Chatting goes back to
another form of chat, though, is it?
Not. Well, not really, because you can really only chat, with tweeting, you can only chat at one other person, so it wouldn't really be that
Everybody's
much different from
reading it, though, right?
True, it is a public conversation.
Respond to someone else's chat?
Yeah.
I mean, tweet?
I wouldn't conflate the two together. Chat has a long history on the internet. Chat existed before graphics on the internet did. They've had internet relay chat for as long as the internet has been around, basically. And tweeting's only been around the last few years, only the last 5 years or whatever, whenever it was that Twitter came out. So, no, not the same, not quite.
Okay. Got me straightened on that.
Now you know.
This one with Bloomberg, man.
Hold that thought. We'll come back to Bloomberg and what he said about the police in moments. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Still got to talk about those magnets. They're trying to ban magnets.
No
we'll
fun.
Explain if we get a chance here in a little bit. 1-855-450-3733. Take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are imminent. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here at 855-453. That is a number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you support this program, become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get behind Free Talk Live, help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And again, we invest that money into the show. In fact, one of the things we're doing with it is we're kind of moving some money around. We don't have a whole bunch more or anything like that, so we're kind of moving from one place to another. We're cutting back on Google and going with a PR approach. And so we've hired on a PR wizard to handle approaching the issue of Ademo, our friend who is currently in jail and facing 20-plus years in prison because he was basically acting as a journalist and interviewing government bureaucrats on the record. They got upset that he was actually recording them, which he'd suggested that he was doing, but didn't actually come right out and say, "You're being recorded." So now he's facing felony charges. And our PR wizard has suggested that you guys could help. You, the listener, could help. So maybe you don't have the $3 a month to send into the AMP program. That's okay. What you can do if you have an internet connection is go to our Facebook page. And I have made the you press a little star button as an admin on Facebook, and it locks something basically into the top of the page. I've locked in the Ademo story to that locked in position. And if you go to facebook.freetalklive.com, you'll see that there. Copy the link to the story about it, the press release that we put out, and then tweet that link and put pound free Ademo, which is all one word. I guess if you know Twitter, you probably already know how to do this stuff. But I'm just learning it. And so if you put that link in there and put in the hashtag free Ademo and talk about, you know, what you think about the case, it'll trend on Twitter, and more people will be more likely to hear about what's happening to Ademo. So that's a way that you can help Ademo out, and you can help out copblock.org, and you can help out Free Talk Live as well. And hopefully we can get our friend out of jail at some point here pretty soon. So please, that's one thing that's easy to do. You can just kind of retweet us and tweet out that free Ademo hashtag as well, and copy that that press release. That would be a big assistance to us. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. And again, sign up for the AMP program. That helps as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Amp.freetalklive.com. David is listening in Montana. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, what Bloomberg said in a roundabout way was, I want innocent people to suffer and die and get violence put upon them because they don't listen to what the government says. So, you know, when he said the police should go on strike, he was saying, I want you people to suffer the crime and the violence out there without the protection of the state. Who does this guy think he is, man? We should show him who's the ones he don't want to go on strike. Like if we had a big nationwide strike of the truckers, the people who works the train stations, the people who works the shipyards, the people who loads the trucks, the people who unloads it,
that would be a huge impact if those people actually struck. If the police struck, it wouldn't be really a big deal.
I bet you it'd be even a safer place. There'd be corruption. Be gone, because at least half of the cops are corrupt because it is
in New York City. It's all
drug warder fighting.
Dude, I knew a guy who was a detective on the with the New York Police Department. He told me everyone he knew was corrupt.
Yeah, Serpico, man, everybody was. Everybody's bored off. That's why they become cops. They want their retirement and they want the side bennies with the corruption. And this drug war is the epic center of the corruption. You get rid of this stupid drug war that just funds greater evil than it ever stop.
Dave, my opinion of the drug war is that it's basically corporate fraud and corporations have bought the United Nations.
It's a big laundry money thing.
Yeah, I mean, the drug war is not based on science, America and world listening to this program. The drug war is based on the fact that it generates a massive amount of money to put people in jail. Why do these private prisons lobby so hard to keep these drug laws tough, even in the face of all the evidence to the contrary, when there's other countries that have decriminalized drugs and the drug abuse rates have gone down? Yeah, America is.
Well, I didn't want to make it about the drug war, but what Bloomberg said just shows that this guy is evil, man, and he doesn't care about the people. All he wants is power. And he's using his biggest punch that he could use is his power with the... I'm surprised that there's not one police chief in this nation that stood up and said that Bloomberg is a big A.H. moron that don't know what the heck is he talking about. And then Obama says people didn't start their business and all this, you know? And
you
then
didn't build that.
They give guns to drug pushers, and these drug pushers turn around, kill 300 civilians, and kill the cops that watching them for the drugs. We got moron idiots running our government.
No doubt, David.
Four off corrupt bastards. That's
Thank you for the
are.
Call tonight.
And I say, Viva Cannabis! That's liberty. That's liberty. That's freedom. That's independence. Food, clothes, housing, fuel, medicine from one plant that never hurt nobody. Amen.
Right on, brother. Right on. Thank you for the call, as always.
I saw a funny meme on the internet the other day. Of that little baby sort of like making the fist, yes, you know, and it said...
Picture the look on his face.
Yeah, it says government wages like a 40-year armed war, you know, government with the largest military wages a 40-year armed conflict against unarmed plant, you know, plant still winning.
So here's a story. I say Viva Magnets. They are banning Buckyballs. Have either of you ever seen the Buckyballs?
Haven't they been banned for a while?
They look kind of fun.
No.
They've been gone for the toy stores for a little while.
Well, I kind of want to swallow them. Is that why they're banned?
Yeah.
According to this story here, the CPSC, a federal agency, filed a complaint yesterday. This story was published today, so as of yesterday, against the magnetic adult desk products because of their potential health hazards for children. This is according to CBSNews.com, also Wired.com reporting. Wired says if you didn't already get a set of the endless fun known as Buckyballs, it may be too late as they're coming off shelves, although as of this writing, you can still buy them online, which is not true, according to CBS News, at least not true in all places. You can buy them from Buckyballs' website, which is getbuckyballs.com. So you can still get them through the manufacturer. But according to CBS, it looks like Amazon, Brookstone, and Urban Outfitters have already pulled the product from their inventory. According to the news here, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is suing Maxfield and Overton, makers of the powerful magnets, due to 20 cases over the last 4 years of children swallowing them. The packaging and promotional materials for Buckyballs clearly state that, like many great things in life, they are not intended for children. Of course, the CPSC notice is quick to point out the critical problems that happen between the ages of 13 and 14. The high-powered magnet sets were labeled ages 13 plus and do not meet the mandatory toy standards, which requires that such powerful magnets are not sold for children under 14.
What?
So the feds are very upset here about this. They have labeled their product 13 plus, and they are, according to the feds, only appropriate for 14 and up.
Could you read what the title, what it said in quotes at the top of this idol, right at the top, where it says, Bucky Eye Band.
Bucky Ball CEO says, how can this happen in America?
You know, and that right there, just this is a toy that got banned, and that's what this gentleman's concerned
it's
about happening
adult.
In America.
An adult toy, basically.
Right, but I mean, a toy getting banned, like, oh my God, how is this happening in America? I mean, is this guy not paying attention to all the other stuff going on?
No, he's not. He must not be. Maybe he's paying attention to running his business. He says, obviously, this is his full quote here, obviously the bureaucrats see danger everywhere, and those responsible people, like our company, who have vigorously promoted safety and appropriate use of our products, gets put out of business by an unfair and arbitrary process. I don't understand how and why they did this without following their own rules before allowing us to make our case. It almost seems like they simply wanted to put our products and industry out of business. Consumer Watchdog Group, the CPSC, Consumer Product Safety Commission, has asked for retailers to stop selling the high-powered rare earth magnets because of the risks posed to individuals that swallow the balls. Currently marketed to adults, CPSC reported that more than 2 million Bucky balls have been sold in the U.S., as well as 200,000 Bucky cubes. Each container has anywhere between 10 and 216 small magnets. Problems arose when children began swallowing the tiny balls and using them to mimic cheek or tongue piercings, leading to accidental swallowing.
Mm.
When the magnets are consumed, they can pinch or trap the intestinal walls, leading to inflammation, ulceration, or ripping of the intestines. So now they are saying that this product is no longer going to be available to anyone. The company is still selling it. They have a message at the top of their site saying they might have heard there's a problem with our products. This is not true. We're vigorously defending our right to market these products that you love. Let us know how you feel about this. Comment on Facebook, send a tweet, tell your friends, or just buy a set and stick it to the CPSC. I'm going to buy one as soon as we get off the air. See you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.